Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. Ray and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show as we kick off this Christmas week. It is Monday, December 21st, 2015. Hope you had a good weekend or ready for Christmas. And today is also the winter solstice day, which makes this daylight-wise the shortest day of the year. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We've got our podcasts and our complete archive available for you at buckmastershow.com. Pretty much all the shows since we began this project on January 3rd, 2011, so that'll make our five-year anniversary coming up the first week of January. Monday Political Face-Off gets us rolling down the track. John Munger is here and Jeff Rogers. Then we'll talk about year-end charitable tax credits. Liz McMahon of Community Catholic Services joins us and we'll close out the show with Dr. Robert Hendricks. He is the Buckmaster Show contributor on education. The live line number 790-2040. Our Facebook page is under my name, Bill Buckmaster, and thanks to the many friends who have sent along greetings on the Facebook page. And as we push toward 4,500 friends now of the Buckmaster Show, you can also follow us on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. So we've got you covered. It's time for the Monday Political Face-Off. Commentators John Munger. Mr. Munger, well-known Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents. In 2010, John threw his hat into the ring as a Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Jeff Rogers, also a well-known Tucson attorney. Jeff is the former chair of the Democratic Party here in Pima County. The Monday Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe and his family specialize in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. John and Jeff, how are you?
Great. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And happy holidays.
Same to you.
Great. Had a great weekend. Still got a lot of holiday shopping to do, but Merry Christmas to both of you.
Yes. Last minute shopping awaits. Yes. I'm going to get right into it. Former New Jersey governor, and she was also the former EPA administrator, Christine Todd Whitman, wrote a piece in Politico saying Donald Trump's recent rhetoric means he compares to some of the worst dictators in history. And she says, John Munger, that it's time for Republicans to defeat this scourge of our party. She says we can make America great again by defeating the selfishness, arrogance, and bigotry of Donald Trump. Her comments haven't received a lot of traction from Republican leaders.
Well, they haven't received a lot of traction because nobody cares what Christy Todd Whitman says. Christy Todd Whitman is part of the establishment in the Republican Party that has put us where we are. The Republicans have made it very clear they don't trust people like Christy Todd Whitman to accomplish what needs to be accomplished in this country. They've had control of the Republican Party now for decades. And what have they done for us? Nothing. Incidentally, Bill, I want to give my greetings to my two dear grandchildren, Sophia and Alex, who are listening today.
So they're hearing Grandpa on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, a big hello to them. Jeff Rogers, I think you've probably got a different take on what Ms. Whitman was saying.
Well, I think she's absolutely right, and I think you're starting to see people get a little concerned about what's happening to the Republican Party. I mean, you know, what you have is you have three people running for president in the Republican Party who currently are polling with about 60% of the vote who are just unbelievably frightening. I mean, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, and Ben Carson are all three dangerously frightening, and to think that any one of those people could actually be the president and sit in the Oval Office is horrifying and frightening to me, and I think to a lot of other people, and I think to a lot of other Republicans. The rest of the Republicans, I mean, you had Lindsey Graham drop out today. Now, there's a guy that I probably disagree with as much as I disagree with John, but I would tell you right off the bat that you know, he's qualified to be president. These other three are not. I'm absolutely not. And And I would say the same thing about Marco Rubio and about Jeb Bush, about John Kasich. I mean, these are all people that I disagree with, but I don't think they're dangerous. I just disagree with them on a lot of public policy issues. But, you know, we're seeing a really, really unbelievable situation that I don't think we've seen in American history right now.
Wow.
Since I think George Wallace, maybe.
Seeing a readjustment of the Republican Party, I think, where the Republican Party wants to be, where we have once again a free economy, a strong national defense. People have become so disillusioned with this feckless child of a president that we have. The man is not qualified to be president. He's totally out of touch. And the Republican Party wants to see change. I know the Democrats are afraid of the change. I know that's a Democratic position. They've been getting what they want now for decades, moving the country ever more to the left, to the left, to the left. And finally, we've got candidates who are standing up to them, and it's threatening to the Democratic Party.
Well, it's not threatening to the Democratic Party. Frankly, to tell you the honest to God truth, I'd like to see any one of those three be your candidate, because we would slaughter that candidate.
Well,
I'll tell you what, on the off chance that one of them would win, you know, the fact is that that is a frightening possibility. I mean, you've got people who are basically making racist statements that are bigoted statements on a daily basis that are appealing to hate and fear. There's a wonderful article in the Washington Post this morning that talks about the rise of white nationalists again, and that the Trump is reigniting this white nationalist fervor, and I frankly think it's completely frightening.
And
I will tell you that I do have a lot of faith in the American people and the people of Iowa and New Hampshire to hopefully end this scourge, and as Christine Todd Whitman called it, and I have some faith that when it comes time to vote, they'll actually and put pen to paper, they'll go, oh, I can't really do this.
Look, Christy Todd Whitman has been, she was a complete failure within the Republican Party. She tried to go someplace and she never made it. Look, the last thing we need is another president like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, who you can't believe. You can't believe anything they say.
Well, Christine Todd Whitman is not the only one making these kinds of statements.
Hillary
John.
Clinton,
Jeb Bush,
let's talk,
Jeb Bush is doing
let's
that.
Talk about Hillary Clinton for a minute. Hillary Clinton doesn't know how to tell the truth. If she were president of the United States, you would not be able to believe one thing that the government says. Her latest thing is, the terrorists are using Donald Trump as a recruiting tool.
And that's absolutely the truth.
This man is inciting hatred
of America.
That is absolutely wrong.
Jeff, there's
been a fact check. There is not one ISIS video nor one ISIS social media that's using Donald Trump as a recruiting tool. It's just false. It's more fear.
You cannot.
The Democratic Party has operated from trying to scare the public for far too long, and the jig is up. So you're saying it's okay to incite hatred of Muslims.
There is no hatred of Muslims. That's another lie. You know, everything
just,
he says things all of the time. He's not going to let Muslim Americans re-enter the country if they've traveled abroad. I mean, for God's sakes, this is a guy who is inciting the worst fears and hatred and the most base things in American society.
Let's look at what he's saying,
this is
Jeff.
Just wrong,
what he
John.
Said is we need a temporary moratorium on letting Muslims from certain countries in until we know what is going on.
We don't need anything like that. What we need to do is crack down on anybody who's traveled to certain countries, and that visa waiver program is the one thing that
I have no problem with not letting people into the country until we know who they are. And right now we've been letting people in, and it's proven the head of the FBI says, we don't know who these people are.
Well,
we have no
way of
checking
them out. It takes 2 to 3 years for somebody to get status in
this country. It doesn't matter how long
it takes. They can't get in. So for 2 to 3 years, the real problem is the visa waiver program, which allows people from certain European countries. And remember, all these Paris attackers were all citizens of France.
It's not just one problem, Jeff.
And so the problem is, that is the most serious problem, and that doesn't even get addressed by simple-minded people like Donald Trump.
It's not just one problem, Jeff. The problem is, yes, you have a 2 to 3 year time period to so-called vet these people, but the head of the FBI says even after 2 to 3 years, we don't know who these people are. We don't have adequate information. All Donald Trump has said is until we develop the resources and the techniques to figure out who these people are, we should have a moratorium. Now, let me point out, the country has done this before. We have had moratoriums on people from various countries, all kinds of different groups, and all we're doing is saying we're going to do the same thing.
Yeah, for a while it was Jews, and before that it was Irish Americans, and before that it was Chinese Americans. Yeah, I think we mostly look backward on that and think, what a horrible mistake that was in American history, and we don't want to repeat those kind of mistakes because that's not who we are as a country.
The Jewish situation was entirely different, Jeff. That was something that FDR implemented, incidentally. The Democratic Party implemented.
And it was just as wrong when he did it as it was when we had the Chinese Exclusion Act.
We're not doing that here. The Jews were no terrorist threat. Here we have a terrorist threat. And the American public, you know, had this war been brought to ISIS by Barack Obama and fought over there,
ISIS wouldn't exist if it weren't for George Bush lying us into a war.
Oh, Jeff.
You know
Jeff,
that.
Jeff, Jeff.
You know that. All of the foreign policy experts say it was the vacuum created by that.
Wait a minute. I don't want to hear about George Bush. You guys have been blaming too much on George Bush for too long. Barack Obama's been in office for seven years. Barack Obama has not solved the problem. Barack Obama is a failure.
All right, John. We're going to pause right here. John and Jeff, we'll be back right after this. 790-2040. Obviously, a very, very heated disagreement between John Munger and Jeff Rogers today on the Monday Political Face-Off. We'll be right back.
Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl is Tucson's bowl game. Don't miss Nevada taking on Colorado State. Catch all the action December 29th at Arizona Stadium. This is your bowl game, Tucson. Don't miss it. Great tickets still available at azbowlgame.com.
Give local, keep local. That's what you can do by donating to a qualified charitable organization by December 31st. The money you'd otherwise pay in Arizona state taxes can benefit a local charity of your choice. Claim a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for 2015 by donating up to $400 for couples filing jointly and up to $200 for individuals. It's easy. Just go to givelocalkeeplocal.org. Choose an organization like Christian Family Care Agency and The Haven and make your gift today. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl is Tucson's bowl game. Don't miss Nevada taking on Colorado State. Catch all the action December 29th at Arizona Stadium. This is your bowl game, Tucson. Don't miss it. Great tickets still available at azbowlgame.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show and the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Jeff, one of our Facebook friends, just said, nice to see Mr. Munger unleash it. Great show. So folks listening out there, John Munger and Jeff Rogers, like the spirited discussion that we have going on about
Well, I want to add something.
And then I want to hear from Jeff about how solid is the Hillary Clinton support.
Well, I agree with that. Okay. But, you know, people talk about Trump's negatives. Last survey I saw, a national survey, showed Hillary Clinton's negatives were 8 points higher than Trump's. Trump's negatives nationwide were 48%. Hillary's were 56%. People like to talk about Donald Trump's negatives. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton's negatives are higher. Nobody ever talks about that. And I'm not convinced, incidentally, that Donald Trump's going to be the nominee. It could well be Ted Cruz. A lot's going to happen in these primaries. So I think it's important that the Republican establishment get the message that people are tired of it. They're tired of electing, you know, we were told, elect the Republicans to Congress, all these wonderful things are going to happen. Elect them to Senate, all these wonderful things are going to happen. I understand why they haven't happened, because of the filibuster rule in the Senate. But a lot more could have been done. Frankly, the Republicans just make one mistake after the establishment makes one mistake after another.
So you like this to shake things up.
I want to shake things up. The Republican Party people are energized by finally having somebody out there telling the truth and not hedging. Just tell the truth.
Jeff Rogers, how strong is Hillary Clinton's support?
I think it's pretty strong. I mean, there are very progressive Democrats. The Republican Party has its Tea Party, and we have our progressive Democrats, and they're the most liberal ones. And they're, of course, in back of Bernie Sanders, but they will all unite in back of Hillary. I think her Democratic Party support will be exceedingly strong. So I'm not really concerned about that. She's going to make her way to the nomination pretty much unscathed, I would say.
Unless she gets indicted.
Yeah, well, I don't think we're going to see any indictment coming down her way. As we were talking about during the break, I think this is going to boil down to just a few states. I mean, Democrats have, as John was just saying, 242 locked up Electoral College votes, leaving them only needing 28 more. So this is not a and remember, the Democrats have won the popular vote all the way back to 2000, all but one time in 2004. And then in 2000, we know what happened in Florida. The U.S. Supreme Court decided the election. So what we've got is North Carolina, Virginia, maybe New Mexico, Nevada, Ohio, and Florida. I mean, that's where this is going to be decided. And, that's why I was always thinking that the most scary team would be Rubio Kasich, maybe they pick up Florida and Ohio, and suddenly they're in the game to get, you know, for the race. So, but I think we're going to be fine when it comes down to the Electoral College, and we'll see what happens with the popular vote, which we seem to be increasing our lead at nationwide in the popular vote. But back to Trump. I mean, the guy just makes things up. He just stands there and makes things up. It gives these stream of consciousness speeches, you know, makes up FBI statistics on crimes that are then later proven to be completely wrong. I mean, it's a bizarre phenomenon
that was a retweet of somebody else's tweet. Right.
The facts do not matter to Donald Trump and maybe to the Republican Party.
If you want to talk about
but I will say one thing that Donald Trump has done. He has tapped into a bit of an anger that is out there.
Oh yeah,
and I think a lot of people are surprised to see how well he has tapped into that. And a lot of it is economic anger. I mean, there is when I grew up in a factory town in central Indiana. You could get a high school degree, and if you played by the rules and worked hard, you could make a decent living with just one income earner in the family by working in some of these great American General Motors factories and places like that. Well, you know, the sort of white middle class male has lost his place and American society, and he looks back and thinks, you know, if I play by the rules, and work hard, I'm still not going to win. And this Great Recession was the thing that really, really, really put the head on.
And Barack Obama has had
these people are understandably angry about it.
Yeah,
this.
And Barack Obama has had 7 years to solve that problem and has done
nothing. Unemployment is half of what it was when he got into office.
Unemployment, that's only because you guys have redefined the numbers on unemployment.
No, that's
you not count, true. You count employment as somebody that switched from a high-paying job to flipping burgers or that is part-time employed.
That is the problem
employed.
I'm speaking to. That is a significant problem. But unemployment is
problem.
Half of what it was
unemployment
when Barack
with
Obama came into
with
office.
Subpar
the
jobs.
Deficit has been cut enormously since he came into office.
The deficit, Jeff, is Barack Obama has increased the debt in this country from $10 trillion to almost $20 trillion in
remember
one.
Remember the situation he inherited, the horrible economy.
Oh, you're back to
now
inherited.
Now
he's
we're, back,
seven
we're
years
back to paying that
he's
down.
He's had 7 years
just like
to
Bill
solve.
Clinton did,
he
and,
has
and
not,
handed off a surplus
he
to,
has, he
to,
has
to
not,
President Bush.
He is not paying the debt. The debt is continuing to increase. All you got to do
as
is
a percentage
look at,
of GDP,
look at
it
the
is
numbers.
Not continuing to increase.
You can play with the numbers all you want.
As a
the numbers
of GDP,
the numbers are going up, Jeff,
not
down.
It's not going
and
up.
Barack Obama has not solved the problem. And it's not just an economic problem. Barack Obama, by withdrawing the troops from Iraq and leaving a vacuum for ISIS.
That was agreed to by Bush. We couldn't get a status of forces agreement.
No,
and so we
no,
were trapped
no, no,
by
no,
Bush's.
Wait, Bush wasn't
Bush
present.
Signed, Bush
wait
signed
a minute,
an agreement
wait,
to remove those troops
okay.
by the
wait,
time.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Barack Obama moved those troops out of Iraq in 2010 and 11, long after George Bush was out of office. Barack Obama pretended he couldn't get a status of forces agreement.
He didn't pretend. Bush couldn't get one, and Barack Obama tried later to do that. He removed them basically on the same timeline that Bush had promised to do. We don't even need to go there because that was a war that should never have taken place if it weren't for the lies that Bush and Cheney told the American public.
Let me just fix that problem. Jeff, if you had had the intelligence from all the intelligence agencies around the world in 2001 and 2003 that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, you'd have gone in there too.
No, we wouldn't have. Yes,
you would.
No, we wouldn't
And there's a great difference between saying somebody lied versus somebody worked on active intelligence.
And that's what they did. They basically lied to the American
public
about
No, you have no proof of that. Once
they
you have... The, wait, wait. They, Jeff, they, let on. Me finish.
And they
you
took
have,
what little they did
once
have
you
and
have proof, once you have proof and can show me that George Bush purposely lied about the intelligence that he was getting from all these agencies, the Israelis, the Germans, the French, the British, and the Americans, if you can prove that he knew that was false, then you can tell me he lied. But until you can present me that evidence, there's no
he
evidence that he lied.
He was dead set on attacking Iraq from the moment
Jeff,
he got into
that doesn't
office.
Matter.
There's intelligence
he
that
had
shows
the,
that
the
entire,
had the
from the very beginning, from the very beginning,
he, had
he was
the intelligence,
intent on attacking
Jeff,
Iraq.
And it is
okay. Even though he knew that's
right,
not
guys,
where the 9/11
it
attackers
is disingenuous.
Came from.
Right, we're going to have to wrap
it's
it up.
It's a lie.
Okay, John, going back to what Jeff is saying about that solid support, how are the Republicans going to grab a few of those states?
Well, that's why the elections have been tight, is mm-hmm. the Democrats, when Jeff says he has a lock on mm-hmm. 242 votes, electoral votes, mm-hmm. he's right. Those states have voted Democratic for the past six elections. That's what he's talking about. Previous elections, they voted red. They voted Republican. So, yeah, lately, they've had a lock on those votes. We have a lock on a lot of votes as well. Not as many, but there's no question we have to win the electoral votes. But what we need is a candidate who will change the dynamic away from the Me Too Republican Party, who keeps going along with the Democrats and gives people something to vote for. And that's what we haven't had. We just haven't followed through with our principles. And we now have candidates like Ted Cruz and Carly Fiorina and Donald Trump and others, Marco Rubio, who are saying, look, enough. We're not doing this anymore. We're going to stand for something. And I'm very proud of them.
All right, John, on that note, we're going to leave it. Jeff Rogers, thank you very much. Jeff Rogers, John Munger on the Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. John and Jeff, I want to wish both of you a really wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas to both of you. Thank you for your support over the years for both of you of this program. Thank you. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas as well. Moe's at Fort Lowell and Dodge at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Thank you, Moe, for your support in 2015. Look forward to more of it in 2016. Back right after this.
Are termites chewing on more than your Yule log this holiday season? Five-Star Termite and Pest Control's patented foaming process will rid your home of termites before your first snowball fight on Mount Lemmon. So call Five-Star today and replace those termite tubes hanging from your ceiling with mistletoe and find someone to smooch under it. Call Five-Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
Five-Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Sometimes opportunity knocks. You've definitely met opportunity, and it may have even found you online. Opportunity also calls. It calls to see if you have an open appointment, even though it's really last minute. It calls to place a rush order for delivery, and it calls to ask about your holiday hours. With Cox Business Voice Manager, you can always follow up with opportunity. So when it leaves a voicemail, you'll get it right to your email, which means all of your important messages reach you online. With Cox Business, you'll never miss an opportunity, no matter how it presents itself.
Bundle Cox Business Voice Manager and Internet for only $99 per month with a one-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card. Mention reward promo to qualify. Online redemption required. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 1/3/16. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Other restrictions apply.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. You'll read stories from around the world ignored by the mainstream media. Stories from the Gatestone Institute, the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Times News Service, and other great outlets. It is world news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at exactly 12:35 on the Buckmaster Show on a Monday of Christmas week. We'll be with you with live shows Monday through Wednesday, then through the wonderful digital means of recording. We will have two, as they say in our industry, best of programs, some interviews that we feel are certainly worth hearing again. That will be on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day during the noon hour on the Buckmaster Show. But right now we want to welcome Liz McMahon. Liz is the Development Director of Catholic Community Services here in Tucson. Liz, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing very well. It's a very busy time of year for you because this is the time of year that nonprofits offer tax breaks to those who give. It's really a great deal. But before we talk about that, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Catholic Community Services is and kind of the bottom line on what type of work you do?
Okay. Well, okay. That's probably the hardest question anyone asks, because Catholic Community Services is really broad in terms of the scope of services that we provide. So for infants, it can be finding a permanent home through adoptions. For families, it could be we provide domestic crisis shelters in the rural communities. We also have transitional housing for homeless and near-homeless families. And then for our seniors, we have home-delivered meal programs and congregate meal sites and low-income senior housing. So we pretty much run the gamut as far as human services are concerned.
And how did it start, Catholic Community Services?
You know, it started in 1933, and the Tucson office beat the Phoenix office.
Really?
And it was to address the needs of people during the Depression and around that time frame. Mm-hmm. And every Catholic organization has an arm that takes care of the human services. And that's what Catholic Charities organizations do. And in Southern Arizona, we're Catholic Community Services.
And they're usually, the Catholic Community Services are found in most major cities?
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. If you were to just Google, you know, Catholic Charities or Catholic Community Services, you'd see them pretty much across the whole country. But the thing that I think is important to make sure that everyone understands is we have Catholic in our name, but that means nothing as far as who receives the services.
Well, that's an important point.
It is. We provide services to people of all faiths, of no faith. So it's a wonderful organization that really has a broad impact in the community.
And how do your clients find you?
You know, they don't seem to have a problem finding us. I will have to admit that.
Is it through recommendation or others?
I think there's a lot of word of mouth. And then, of course, each parish, you know, for those people who are Catholic or even those that are going to other churches get referred to us. So we seem to we're never at a want for having folks who are coming to us.
This Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Program, it kind of flies under the radar. We try to give it as much publicity this time of year, but it really is something that's very important, and it helps so many nonprofits in the community. How does it work?
Oh, great. Thanks for asking. I look at it as a way for people to actually have the ability to control some of their tax dollars for a change, so that instead of money just going into the general coffers in Phoenix, what happens is the state of Arizona encourages their taxpayers to make a gift to an organization that serves low-income people. They used to call it the working poor tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
What it means is that if a person donates, let's say, $200 to an organization that is a qualified charity, then they get a $200 reduction. It's a dollar-for-dollar credit against their state income tax liability. So it's a way to control those dollars, or if you want to look at it, it's a way that you can make a free gift. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity that Arizona affords our folks.
Liz, what is the difference then between a tax credit and a tax deduction?
Good question. Thank you. A tax credit has much more value to the taxpayer because it is a dollar for dollar credit. Mm. So if you, let's say your tax liability is $1,200, you make a $200 gift, well, now your tax liability is $1,000. It's just been reduced. Tax deductible only reduces the amount of income upon which your taxes are based. So how much that actually affects you will depend on what sort of tax bracket you're in.
So it's a dollar-for-dollar
dollar-for-dollar
up to $200 per individual?
For individual filers, and then for married couples filing jointly, it's up to $400.
So is there a difference then between tax liability and what you owe when you file your taxes?
It is. I know. The word liability, or when we say what you pay in taxes, and people who are employed think, well, you know, when I file my taxes at the end of the year, either I'm going to get a refund or I'm going to owe. And they think that's what they owe and that's their liability. And it's not. It's the total amount that's been withheld from your paycheck. So it's the total amount that ultimately goes to the state of Arizona. That's what your tax liability is.
And we've heard of the school tax credits. So can you do both or one?
Absolutely. As long as you have that much that you're paying into the state for your income taxes, you can do the public school tax credit, you can do the private school tuition tax credit, and you can do the charitable tax credit.
So how do we, if someone would like to donate mm-hmm. to community Catholic organization, mm-hmm. your services, Catholic Community Services.
Right.
So how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can go online mm-hmm. to www.ccs-soaz.org. It's kind of a long one.
If you Google that, would that get
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. it
yes,
pops us right up.
Yeah,
right.
A best way to
right.
do it, perhaps.
But I'd also like okay. to say that there's a group of charities that are working together to promote the tax credit, and mm-hmm. We have a website that's called givelocalkeeplocal.org,
okay.
which
okay.
is a little easier to remember.
Yes.
And all of the participating charities are linked to that site. So you can go there, see which organizations are participating, and then if there's one that interests you, you can select that and you can make your donations through most websites, or you can simply call CCS and we'll be happy to provide you with information about how you can mail it in or do a credit card charge by phone.
What is the deadline?
The deadline is the end of the year, and that's also confusing for folks,
yes.
especially the people who take advantage of the private school tuition tax credit, because that extends up through filing day of April 15th. This credit that we're talking about ends the end of the year, so your donation needs to be made by December 31st.
Catholic Community Services, is this a particularly busy time of year, the holidays?
I think it is. You know, we see an awful lot of clients throughout the course of the year, but I think the families feel it at the holiday time an awful lot because they're not able to provide for their families the way they would like to. So we get an awful lot of folks who are coming to us for not only presents for the kids, we're even talking about food on the table over the holidays. So it's a very busy time.
And throughout the year, you do supply food assistance?
We do, yes, absolutely. We've got a couple of food pantries that are in some of our agencies. And then, of course, we have a huge nutrition program for seniors, both home-delivered meals and congregate meal sites where they can come and have some social activities as well.
All right, Liz McMahon, she is the Development Director for Catholic Community Services. And again, the website,
the
easiest way.
The easiest easiest one is probably givelocalkeeplocal.org. And that's the collaboration of the 16 organizations in town who have come together to promote the charitable tax credit.
All right, Liz McMahon, thank you very much. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas holiday.
Thank you so much, and the same to you, sir.
Thanks a lot. All right, we'll be back with Dr. Robert Hendricks, our education contributor on Buckmaster, right after this.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. What if our future is space? Experience Mars and Beyond at Biosphere 2 every Saturday at our weekly What If special event during December. Growing food on Mars and seeing beyond the solar system are just a few of the adventures you can experience. Come visit the must-see wonder of the world today. Info at biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. A big shout-out thank you to our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, for their support of the Buckmaster Show during 2015, and look forward to their continued support in 2016. We send a lot of our listeners over to that area of the country. It's a beautiful part of the southwest of the United States, southwest New Mexico, only about 3 hours over to Silver City, and it's a completely different experience from Tucson, and I think you would really enjoy it if you have some time off. Why not take the road trip over to Silver City and enjoy the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument? But just downtown Silver City is very neat, a lot of antique stores and all sorts of fun places to visit. And they have a lot of great places to stay, like Silver City KOA and Little Toad Creek Inn, just to name a few. The full listing of the many places to stay, there's over 24 at least in the area, and the many things to do on their website, southwestnewmexico.org. Again, thank you to Silver City. And we say thank you to Dr. Robert Hendricks. He's one of 24 contributors who make this program what it is. They are contributors on a regular basis to the Buckmaster Show. And Dr. Hendricks is Associate Professor Emeritus at the UA College of Education. He's former head of the Department of Educational Policy Studies and Practices. He has taught organizational theory, human resource management, policy at the master's and doctoral level. He travels the world lecturing about education. The former superintendent of the Flowing Wells School District, Dr. Hendricks, was named Arizona's top school superintendent, 1989. Bob, how are you?
I'm good, Bill.
So what's the environment, the education environment post No Child Left Behind? How is the Arizona classroom going to be different?
Well, there's certainly some winds of change. You know, the No Child Left Behind legislation has been in force since it was enacted in 2002. And on December 10th, President Obama signed into law really a landmark bill that had overwhelming support at Congress. And the new bill is Every Student Succeeds. Mm-hmm. So we've changed the terminology. We have a new label for the educational movement. But it's really, I think, a very significant shift in educational policy, and one that warrants a very careful monitoring and look, because substantially, it limits the federal government's role in education, and it bars the education department from telling states and local districts how to assess school performance and also how to assess teacher performance. And, you know, for a long time, we've heard this clamor that the federal government from both political parties has taken a much stronger role in education monitoring, and has taken that role as kind of a bully pulpit. And now it's going back to the states again. And it's going to be interesting, because every state now will have more control over what happens in educational policy.
Is that a good thing?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's a good thing.
We try to compare ourselves educationally in this country with other countries. Now we're going to be comparing ourselves, I guess, up against all the states.
We are. We went to a centralized system. Now we're gravitating back to a decentralized system. And let's talk a little bit about some of the consequences. One thing that it does is that it eliminates the mandate that teacher evaluations be tied to student performance. And Arizona, like every other state, had to follow No Child Left Behind policies, and our current system of evaluation of teachers requires that a third of the annual evaluation be tied to test scores. Well, now Arizona, as well as every other state, can take a look at that and say, is this what we want to do? It's a question. It's not an answer, but it's a question. And so certainly the teachers' unions are going to be happy about this, because...
Yeah, because if a teacher's students are not doing as well as the teacher next door in the other classroom, that teacher will not doing as well on the tests, that teacher will not be penalized on their
That's
evaluation.
Correct. That's correct. So we don't know where that's going to go. The system in Arizona, in my opinion, is somewhat convoluted because every district has been allowed to decide or define what that third looks like. So even though test scores were used as a metric, different districts decided how that was going to be weighed within that third. So the states could have a much stronger role in what that looks like. But also, there's a suggestion, and it's merely a suggestion from the federal government, that now there might be other things that could be used, like student surveys or level of parent participation, other factors in schools that might contribute to a school report card. Now, another thing that's that may surprise some people is that I've read the notion that, well, this is going to reduce standardized testing.
Mm-hmm. It's going the other way, isn't it?
That's not going to happen. Yeah. We still have 50 million students that are going to have to take mm-hmm. a standardized test, grades 3 through 8, and then one time in high school in math and reading. Now, what really does alter the scenery is that it may not have to be Common Core anymore, because the federal government has let go of that, and they're saying, you know, it's up to the states to decide what those standards are going to be. So in one sense of the word, ironically, you know, Arizona might be ahead of the curve here because they've already decided that they don't want to use Common Core. Now there's no obligation in the federal government that they do this. And so there's going to be a question as to, you know, where we go with that based on the state board decision. The other part of that, which I think is really interesting, is that one of the criticisms of the federal government was that the millions and millions of dollars of federal aid that was provided to education had a condition. And the condition was that you had to use Common Core standards. Well, the new mandate says that you don't have to do that, that it's up to the states. So no longer are the states going to have to be subject to this conditional premise of state standards in Common Core.
How about these struggling schools that just really can't keep up? Are they going to have to offer services to their students, or can they cut back on services?
This is the piece, I think, that concerns me the most, because even though there was some language in NCLB that required schools that were failing to transport or transfer students or give parents the opportunity to transfer students to another school, and provided them tutoring services, some after-school programs, and so forth. Now, that can be off the table. I'm not saying it's off the table, but it can be off the table. And it's going to be up to the states to decide what those extra services are going to be.
So parents that are struggling with poverty and some other issues could really be left out in the cold.
They could be, depending on what the state wants to do.
So
and our state doesn't particularly have a good track record in that regard, Bill.
So really, Common Core is still around in various forms with this new legislation.
I think the ghost of Common Core is still going to be with us. And whether we call it that or whether we choose to call it something else, you know, every state's going to have some kind of standardized practice to determine what their academic goals are going to be.
So the state where you live is about to matter even more when it comes to education and a parent wanting to give their child a good education.
It will, and it's, you know, it's conceivable that every state could have something slightly different, and some states could go totally in a different direction, because now that we're decentralized, that could happen.
Is this presenting problems for when the students graduate from high school and they apply to colleges in different states, and is it going to be hard for admissions officers to kind of get a gauge on what kind of an education they had in their particular state?
I think there's a real potential for a disconnect. And for us, I know people are not excited about a nationalized curriculum, but for us to each state to decide something different It's going to be really difficult.
And that's unheard of. And I know you lecture all over the world, in Asia. You've lectured in Japan and places in China where they have everything standardized. We're going the other way.
We're going totally the opposite way, yes.
All right. We'll find out if it's a good or bad thing. Dr. Robert Hendricks, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you and your family. I hope you have a great holiday season.
And same to you, Bill.
Thank you very much. Dr. Hendricks, again, one of the 24 or so, a couple of dozen contributors that we want to thank very much. It's that time of year when we are thanking people. Really appreciate all of their support. And coming up this afternoon, another one of our fine local talk shows for Tucson at 4. Our friend Ray Allen, who produces and engineers my show 4 days a week, is on the other side of the glass for that show as well. He'll move on after my show. He'll take a break, and he'll be among us right until 4 o'clock again when he's ready for the Mike Shaw show for Tucson at 4. Then Wake Up Tucson. Chris and Joe do that show 6 to 8. Then we do 8 to 9, the Daily Double with Christy Simone, and then Sean McCluskey has his newest show, The Talk of the Town. So that's 4 hours, folks, of local talk. Very committed here at KVOI. And then I'm back at 12:04 for my midday town square town hall meeting right here on Buckmaster. Till tomorrow, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.